You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast. And now, the UK Report.
Hey, John Natalie joins us now from the UK. There's been a string of quite worrying incidents there, John.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And it was an utterly shocking thing to have happened. The merriment of a pub on Christmas Eve was shattered by a gunshot and the death of a 26-year-old woman, Ellie Edwards, who was out having fun with her friends on Merseyside in northeast England. A man opened fire at the entrance to the pub and four others were injured. And Ellie's sister, Lucy, who actually left the pub just before the shooting, she laid flowers at the scene today and paid tribute to her sister. Police have arrested today a 30-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman. And the thing is, the officers don't think that Ellie was the target of the attack, and they say they're going to be relentless in hunting down those responsible for her death. And then the other attack that I'm going to mention is one last night on a dance floor in Birmingham in the Midlands. 23-year-old Cody Fisher was fatally stabbed, and police think he was approached by a group before the stabbing, and they want to hear from more of the hundreds of people in the nightclub at the time, because surely some of them must have seen what happened. So, and I think the reflection of all of this, John, is that sadly, violence doesn't stop even at Christmas time. And if anything, it's worse, isn't it? Because it has those memories for those families. So we feel for them.
Just dreadful. All right. Now, there's been an issue for a while there in the UK where there's been this push on sugar, just generally on sugar. I think it was, I think it was David Cameron's government was talking about taking some pretty strong action in the area of sugar. Now you've got the British Dental Association coming in talking about very young children.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's been a push for a sugar tax. And as you say, childhood obesity is a bit of a running theme for the government at the moment. And perhaps not surprisingly, because the figures show that one in three children is overweight or obese by the time they're 11 years old. And I guess the battle against obesity isn't exactly helped by this revelation that you mentioned. The amount of sugar in food for babies, and leading paediatricians are saying that it's disingenuous and even dangerous. The labels that are on these products, talking about all organic foods, nutritionally approved, but funnily enough, they don't actually mention that, according to this research by dentists, as you mentioned, that some of this food aimed at children under 12 months old contains more sugar by volume than Coca-Cola. I mean, I think parents would throw up their hands in horror at that. So there are calls for mandatory guidelines so that you can see how much salt and sugar there is in the products. And coincidentally, by the way, and you may have heard of, I'm sure you have, celebrity chef Jamie Oliver, who seems to be everywhere. Yeah. And he spent many years, I think he sat down with Tony Blair, David Cameron, several prime ministers, campaigning for healthier school meals. And he says he wants all children whose parents are on government benefits to receive free school meals. I mean, there's a cost to that, but he says in the long run, of course, you've got healthier, you're going to bring up healthier children who are going to contribute more to society and just be better human beings altogether.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say. I mean, there are these labels, and I suppose if you're really worried about your kids, you can read the labels and make sure what's in them. But parents become very busy, and you think there's some reliance that there's some sort of control over what goes into the stuff that is then going to be fed to the children. So it's an ongoing issue, and plainly the industry is resisting, as we know. they do resist, despite what they might say publicly. John, thank you so much for that. John Adderley reporting to us there from the UK.